previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Monday morning, Yanga and Paxton. It is called Catch Me. Right, coffee.
We're talking about catch me. I know. Something that certainly catches us.
We've just had coffee now, and sometimes we have the strongest coffee ever. As collected by our producer, but we'll chat about that shortly. Coffee. In fact,
Wayne, I think when you collect your radio award, you need to acknowledge coffee in your acceptance speech. Because as much as you say you can't do it without coffee either.
I think we just celebrate with coffee after you win. You just coffee. Yeah, cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everybody. Coffee. All right. Coffee consumers, the interests have moved beyond simply just drinking coffee. Consumers of today want to have coffee experiences whilst knowing exactly where and how their coffee is sourced. This is why McDonald's SA believes that coffee should not only taste great, but be sustainably sourced. And to chat more about that very early in the morning, but I'm pretty sure she's had her coffee already, is the marketing director for McDonald's. Thelma is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Wayne?
We're fine. How are you? Have you had that first cup of coffee?
Absolutely. That's what I need to get my morning started.
Great stuff. We want to talk about this initiative that McDonald's is launching now. Now, McCafe offers more than just great coffee, but you're also a lifestyle brand as well. Tell us, how does this inform what you do?
Absolutely, Wayne. So McCafe, is obviously part of the mother brand, McDonald's, and we're just proud to say that 100% of our coffee beans are actually ethically sourced from farms that are rainforest aligned. So we make sure that, you know, we're part of this global movement to ensure that our coffee is grown and obviously traded in ways that support, these communities, as well as doing its bit for the planet.
Thelma, it's Lee here. Just to touch on the sustainability again, you know, at the moment it's a very big conversation all over the place and a very important one, you know, where we're trying to ensure that we don't compromise just the longevity of future generations and, as you say, the planet. Can you shed some light on McDonald's South Africa's sustainability journey?
Absolutely, Lee. Good morning. Part of our sustainability journey is really to ensure quality sourcing. As I mentioned, we do source our coffee responsibly, as well as ensuring we're recycling and repurposing. So what that means is we actually take our coffee waste from our restaurants and we recycle it into fertilizer that's used for gardening. And recently we have launched a soda bean initiative, and part of that ground coffee waste is collected and converted into a sustainable seed growing kit that our customers can actually can get at McDonald's.
Tell me, why has sustainable sourcing been such an essential part of your business strategy?
Well, of course, as not only a global brand, but in South Africa as well, we obviously support the growth of this coffee market that rewards farmers for adopting some environmental and social practices. And as a brand, we also believe in purposeful initiatives like the Soda Bean program, which obviously will help us make a very long-term positive impact, not only in the communities in which we operate, but really for the larger good of our environment.
Okay, you mentioned Sow the Bean. I would like to know more about Sow the Bean and how this is going to work. Could you just tell us more about Sow the Bean?
Yes, so Sow the Bean is our sort of sustainability initiative linked to our McCafe coffee brand. And like I said, you know, it is about just offering more than just great tasting coffee, but it's allowing our customers to also be part of this our sustainability journey by collecting their very own seed growing pods, and from those pods, our customers can start growing their very own sustainable veggie garden. So these little seed growing pods are actually available from our restaurants, from McDonald's, from the 23rd of June. All our customers need to do is come in, spend $100 or more, and get their very own sustainable seed growing kit for free. And like I said, start growing their own garden.
Oh, stunning. I love that. Listen, Thelma, for those who may have been living under a rock, what would you say makes the McCafe coffee experience unique?
Well, besides the coffee, it's 100% of the theme. It's convenient, you know. what's great about our coffee is that you come through the drive-through, you grab your cup of coffee, great start to the week. Our McCafe is also prepared by a very well-trained, experienced barista, so they really know how our customers like to drink their coffee. And we also cater for the wide variety of tastes, not only with our classical hot beverages, innovated along the flavored coffees and also iced coffee ranges. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody.
Awesome stuff. So from the 23rd of June, you spend 100 rand or more and you'll get that pod.
That's right. And yeah, absolutely, there's some winter seeds that are available. So by the time spring comes, you have your own sustainable garden going.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Listen, thank you for taking our call so early in the morning, although we feel that it's okay because you're wide awake with coffee this time.
Absolutely.
Thelma from McDonald's, who's the marketing director, thank you for joining us on I'll Go Having Breakfast. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Ciao.
Cheers, Thelma. Cheers.
Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.